Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
On Sunday. Today's topic, how emotional music can be. Classical music fills your heart. Music has a way of bringing fear with the soundtracks created by great composers. And on the other hand, joy that fills your heart as you see the heroine protected by a knight or a man of honor. Today we have a great selection for you. One of the major mix is Snow White and the Huntsman, featuring a young lady named Florence and a dynamic orchestra called The Machine. The track she's going to perform is Breath of Life, and the video is on my Facebook. You're going to be excited today, as I am. We're going to start the show off with our classical music theme, and of course, our dynamic announcer, Cass Jackson. After that, we will take you on the adventure from Warcraft to Lucene Philone and the emotions that she plays on her violin, and follow that up with Damien Escobar and a track called Awaken. And from there, we will take you on the music adventure of Sherlock Holmes. opening scene. And the BBC, Sherlock Holmes TV theme. And of course, the film track that is so endearing to me, Glory. So you will have a chance to enjoy a great musical adventure on Sunday. And classical music does have a way of touching your heart.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Thank you for joining in on Sunday on Classical Music Adventures. And it is truly an adventure on Sunday. Today's topic, how emotional music can be in your life. After all, you've grown up with classical music, with the sound scores of movies and the beautiful voices entwined into a score for a movie. We have some fantastic music for you today. And we just finished with Warcraft, followed up by Emotions by Lucene. And of course, one of our favorite classical violinists who also plays Caribbean style jazz. His name is Damian Escobar, and he was the youngest student in school training for classical music at 10 years old at Juilliard. We're going to bring you our fantastic violinist from Asia, Vanessa May, who plays Storm, composed by Antonio Vivaldi. And from there, we're going to take you on a daring adventure with the background opening music to Sherlock Holmes. Thank you.
and then speak together. Face the Emperor and don't turn your back on him. Go and die with honor.
Antiquity, to bring you a recreation
of the second fall of mighty Carthage.
On the barren plain of Zarma, there stood the invincible armies of the barbarian Hannibal, ferocious mercenaries and warriors from all brute nations bent on merciless destruction, conquest. Your emperor is pleased to give you the Barbarian Horde.
Anyone here been in the army?
Yes. I thought we could have been about it.
You can help me. Whatever comes out of these gates, we've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to bring you the legionnaires of Scipio Africana.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And that was the soundtrack to Snow White and the Huntsman. It was performed by Florence and the Machine. The track is called Breath of Life. And the video was placed on Facebook so you could see the enormous orchestra plays behind Florence as they watch the movie screen of the enchantment of the movie of Snow White for the mechanics to be applied to the great movie. We're going to go to Schindler's List, John Williams, and the NL Orchestra. And following that, the famous soundtrack to Glory, the movie starring Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick. What an amazing movie. But the wording from the letter that was written to his mother as he takes command of his troops to fight in the Civil War against slavery. So let's listen to Schindler's List, dealing with the Holocaust, provided by John Williams and the NL Orchestra.
Thank you. Prachtige spel. Dankjewel. Davida. Onder de bewonderende blikken van haar dochter, die vandaag 18 is geworden, heb ik begrepen. Van harte gefeliciteerd. Schietwisselist, gecombineerd door Joe Williams met Simone Lansma.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we are back on our Classical Music Adventure Sunday. And I find the music beautifully entertaining. We're going down to the Civil War and Glory. And Denzel Washington said he never knew that African American or black soldiers fought in the Civil War until he was introduced to the movie. History has a way of awakening.
Dear Mother, I hope you are keeping well and not worrying too much about me. You mustn't think that any of us are going to be killed, for they are collecting such a force here that an attack would be insane. The Massachusetts men passed through here this morning. How grand it is to meet the men from all the states, east and west, down here ready to fight for their country, as the old fellows did in the Revolution. But this time, we must make it a whole country, for all who live here, so that all can speak. Before this war began, many of my regiment had never seen a Negro. But now the roads are choked with the dispossessed. We fight for men and women whose poetry is not yet written, but which will presently be as enviable and as renowned as any. Last night, we heard of yet another defeat, but we are not disheartened. I am honored to be part of such a splendid company. They have made me captain, of which I am enormously proud. You would think it strange to see me giving orders to 100 men, most of whom are older than I am. Thank you for sending my volume of Emerson. His words come home to me like truth. A deep man, he says, believes that the evil eye can wither, that the heart's blessing can heal, and that love can overcome all odds. My dearest love to Father, your son, Robert.
You all right there, Cam?
And the last voice that you heard was that of the famous Morgan Freeman. You see, it takes a lot to participate in a movie, but it takes a extreme talented effort to put the sound score behind such a great movie, whether it's the intimate scenes or the scenes of battle. The orchestra has to find its place with each note to make it magnificent. We're going to take you on a voyage with James Horner as he plays My Heart Will Go On from the soundtrack movie Titanic. The next time you watch a movie, pay attention to the soundtrack. It takes a lot of effort to produce that. And a lot of you have sailed on the Titanic and watched the dynamic movie. You know, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, there's a book that was written by a gentleman named James Fenimore Cooper. And it became one of the classics in school. Last of the Mohegans. The soundtrack is backed up by some of the most beautiful scenery in the movie. We'll be right back. We've got a lot more of the show. It's 6:13. If you want to listen to the show on Sundays, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show on our classical music adventures. And on Wednesday, we have our jazz show, which plays the best of jazz. And sometimes we will introduce the history of jazz.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And now let us travel through James Fenimore Cooper's beautiful music composition, Last of the Mohegans. What an amazing soundtrack. Every author, hopefully, waits for the day that their book turns into a film or a video or a motion picture movie backed by classical music. Hans Christian Andersen wrote a children's fable called Hansel and Gretel that has grown into a worldwide movie called Witch Hunter. And Artie Overson was hired as the composer to put together the music for Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunter. One day I hope that Damian Escobar will put the music together for my book, I Love Being a Butterfly, which I intend for it to be a beautiful musical with the opening by Damian Escobar. But for now, let's give a listen to Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunter by Ari. Children's story has become three films, one animated and two spectacular films. We're going to take you on the Seven Seas, where Elizabeth, the Queen of England, challenges the power of Philip of Spain and the Armada, the mightiest and largest fleet in the world at that time. England has only 14,000 troops to fight the Armada and Spain's 70,000 armed men. But it is a quest for the Holy Grail because Elizabeth has executed her sister, Mary, Queen of Scots, and started a holy war. The film is called Elizabeth. Soundtrack is amazing. that was the queen. You know, the most amazing part about the movies, the soundtracks are just so dynamic, and they usually involve a full orchestra of talented violinists and other musicians and a great composer. You know, I'm getting ready to work on my book, Rage of the Demons, Raziel. And it's a follow-up to the book, Dark Side of the Earth. And every Sunday while I'm writing, I play classical music so I can get a feel of what I want to write in that style of like a motion picture. And the music sometimes is just right on the point of imagination. There's a track I'm going to play. It's called The Iceman. And it's by Bruce Semerton. He does the score for this amazing movie, The Iceman. That was the Iceman. You know, next Sunday, we're going to go behind the scenes with Asian romantic movies, martial arts, and the composers who placed that music together for enjoyment. We're going to end the show with The Horde. It's the movie intro. And next week, we will also be featuring the soundtrack to Saving Private Ryan. It's one of my best films that I enjoy. And again, this is Don S. McClure on Sunday's show. It's called Classical Music Adventures.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.